Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with Powell Broadcasting and KSCJ Radio. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, we have a great program this morning. Two first-time guests joining us from the Sioux City Community Theater. First and foremost, we have from the board of directors of the Sioux City Community Theater, Kelly Erickson, who also spends a fair amount of time at Powell Broadcasting. Hi, Kelly. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
It's so awkward for me to be interviewing someone who's spent their career in radio, so I hope I do a good job and you can go back to Powell Broadcasting and say McGowan did okay.
I'll be giving you points or taking points away throughout the experience.
I'm sure I'm being graded, and it probably started before we went on the air.
You're doing great so far.
I hope that you say that half an hour from now. And joining Kelly is the Youth Theater Executive Director, Mackenzie Daniels. Mackenzie, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
It's great to have you both in studio. Thrilled to have this opportunity to learn more about our longstanding Sioux City Community Theater in this community. But before we get there, as we do each Saturday morning, we want to introduce our guests to the listening audience. And Kelly, I know a lot of people are familiar with you from your career in radio, but for those who may not be, tell us a little bit about your background, beginning with where you grew up.
Well, I grew up in God's country, and everyone in Morningside just knew what I meant by that.
Everybody in town knew what you meant by that.
Knows where God's country is, yeah. Joy School, East Junior, not East Middle, East Junior, and East High School.
A Black Raider, through
yes,
and through.
Black Raiders, you bet.
And as I said before we got on the air, I'm not letting you pass high school that quickly. Yeah. What were you involved with in high school? What kind of activities interested you?
Well, very young, I was in took a lot of dance classes. If anybody remembers Jim Christensen and his wonderful studio over then Willigus clothing store, that was where I spent a lot of time as a child.
You know, you're dating yourself just a little bit.
Oh yeah,
and so am I by actually knowing
what
Willigus is. Yeah.
So ballet that evolved kind of into gymnastics had every intention of competing in the Olympics in 1980.
Well, you and I share that. You were going to be a gymnast
happened.
And I was going to be a wrestler.
Yeah. I didn't make it. Did you? I don't remember seeing you.
No.
We didn't make it.
Two birds of a feather.
To Sioux City's benefit, right? Because we probably wouldn't still be here. Yeah. So that was my plan.
So you were an athlete. You were a dancer. You were a gymnast. Any other sports or activities?
Band. Okay. Band was probably the most involved I was in high school. James Boyce was the director then, and a lot of people were remember him. He was an icon.
And you know, Mackenzie's sitting here looking at you going, come on, do tell. You don't get to say band. You have to tell us what instrument.
Oh, alto sax.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you still play?
I had, actually I had to sell it after college for food. Yeah.
Wow.
That's so it's long. There's I'm gonna just tell half of every story.
Perfect.
So somebody,
but that means there'll be more for the next.
Somebody will come up to me and go, why did you have to sell your saxophone? Well, I needed food.
So
I've been in media that long.
Have you not held a saxophone since then?
No.
So you have no idea if you can still play.
It might come back to me. Yeah. And the school songs anchors away. So that would probably come back to me pretty quickly.
That's just such an easy segue. And anchors away means a lot more to you as a mom today, doesn't it?
It does. Yes. My wonderful son and my daughter-in-law are both sailors. They're stationed in Norfolk. And he just got back from deployment on the Mesa Verde, was over in, and I got to pay a little extra attention to the news more than I really wanted to because he was in the Mediterranean for quite a while. But then, you know, I would feel bad that, you know, there's this big gray target in the Mediterranean with my son on it. And then he would send me pictures of him with his feet up in some port in Greece. And I stopped feeling sorry for him for a little bit, you know.
Life of a sailor in the United States Navy.
Yeah.
Thank both your son and daughter-in-law for their service.
I will, thank you.
As you know, this is a community that takes such enormous pride in the men and women who courageously volunteer to serve in our armed forces. And so give them our very best. So let's transition from high school. What came after graduating from East High School?
I went to the University of Iowa with my original intention to become an attorney. And I got a C in my first poli-sci class, and that was unacceptable to me. So I had worked part-time at KCAU.
Again, half the story.
Yeah.
You got a C because?
I don't know. It just didn't click like I thought
it
would.
Or you were enjoying college too much.
You know, maybe I just like to argue, but I didn't really like all the political stuff. I don't know. But yeah, that might be relevant also. But during high school, I had worked part-time at KCAU, and I really liked those media weirdos. So I
and you found you fit right in?
Yeah, so I'm flipping through the catalog looking for another major, and Mass Comm popped out at me. I'm like, oh, I love those people. I'll do that. So I actually studied television production, and flash forward after college, I was the first female in this market hired as a news photographer because that was a very typical male job because you're carrying around 80 pounds of equipment.
Back in the day.
Mm-hmm. So started at KCAU for a long time. Then I moved into the production department at KCAU and then transitioning to mom and not wanting to work completely full-time, went part-time to KWIT and did news up there and then became full-time mom and then went back to work when my second child turned like one or two. No, he was almost three at the comm center down at the police station. And then I started at the radio station in 95. So
so one son serving in the Navy today, mm-hmm. and the other?
My daughter is living in Cheyenne. Her husband's a teacher, and she just started working on the Sentinel Missile Project, replacing all of the Minuteman missiles. She's an environmental project manager for BAE Systems.
So a lot of ties to the Department,
I did okay.
the Department of Defense and the Armed Forces.
Yeah. Yeah, they both speak in acronyms. It's really frustrating.
Yes. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM, where our guests today represent the Sioux City Community Theater. Kelly Erickson serves on the board of directors and also works with Powell Broadcasting. And with her today, the Youth Theater Executive Director, Mackenzie Daniels. Mackenzie, welcome. We're thrilled to have you. And we're going to go through some of the same Q&A. Where did you grow up?
I was born and raised in Sioux City, Iowa. Yeah.
And were you on Kelly's side of town or God's country?
Yes. Represent, yeah.
Another Morningsider. Through. Mm-hmm. And where did you go to grade school?
I was actually dual enrolled. So I was homeschooled for a majority of my life, but I was dual enrolled through East High School. And I did a lot of things online. I did a lot of online school, which allowed me to work ahead and graduate 2 years early.
So my wife and I moved back to Sioux City back in 2003, and our daughter started kindergarten a couple of years later and also chose that option for our kids and continued with it for a considerable period of time. And it served our family well. They've also participated in public school, parochial school, used tutors, and really found a lot of different ways. But it's become more and more common these days. And so did you graduate from high school as a homeschooled student 2 years early?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so what was next for you as a 16-year-old high school graduate?
So my father was a professor at Western Iowa Tech, and I decided to go there and get my associate's degree while I had 2 years remaining before I was officially a senior. And I did that and was able to transfer all of those credits to Morningside College at the time, university now.
Go Mustangs.
Yep. Whoop, whoop.
I'm so old that I used to say go Chiefs.
Yeah.
So I'm dating myself again. Yeah.
Yeah. So I did that and I decided to double major while I was at Morningside College.
A little ambitious.
I am. I came out that way. My mom said I was born that way.
So double major in?
I double majored. So I have a degree in English with a minor in education. And then I have another degree in arts administration with a focus on dance management.
And Morningside was an ideal place for you to be able to do both.
Yeah, it was. They really worked with me, my wants, my needs. And then I didn't have to travel to get out of here to go different places, which I thought I was going to do, but it was just too good for me to turn up. It was everything that I needed in degrees.
Yeah. And what a terrific place to go to school and to be able to do so many different things. Oftentimes, these large universities, sure, there are a lot of opportunities, but there are also 10, 20, 30, 40,000 students. And so, you know, there's only one lead in the play. There's only one student body president. There's only one starting point guard, Caitlin Clark, right? And one starting quarterback. But at a smaller university, there's so many more opportunities. And I found that to be the case for me as well. Mackenzie, tell us a little bit about what came after Morningside College.
So I decided to pursue my arts administration side of things, and I received a job at the YMCA here in South Sioux City. And I became the first their camp director, and I took over their camp for them while working through the high school. I was doing substitute teaching, doing para teaching, things like that, as well as teaching dance on the side. I taught dance throughout my entire college career, so to say. And then after that, I fell in love with the YMCA, their values, and I was offered by the CEO a position of their youth development director, which oversaw all of their youth department. I helped start their preschool, their after-school care programs. I implemented a dance program and theater classes within their summer camp, and I just knew that youth development was the thing that I really wanted to focus my life on. Yeah, and then after that, I became pregnant with my firstborn, and COVID hit, and I made that decision to stay home and refocus on just being a mom.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And so how did that lead to your current role with the Sioux City Community Theater?
Well, I love being a mom, but I know that there's a value in being Mackenzie too. And the current board president sought me out and said, hey, I have a position that I think you might be interested in. And I was like, no, I don't have time. I had my second kid and I was like, I just don't think I can do this. And I just had that like itch that I wanted to go. So I'm like, okay, let's have a conversation. And I went and I had a conversation and I said yes before I even left. I was like, oh, okay, I'm signing on. Here we are.
So here's your passion.
Here it is. I just can't help myself.
You're listening to KSEJ, and our guest this morning on Grow Siouxland represent the Sioux City Community Theater. A member of the board of directors, Kelly Erickson, who also works in marketing and sales at Powell Broadcasting, and Mackenzie Daniels, who serves as the Youth Theater's executive director. We'll be back with Mackenzie and Kelly after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Looks like it's going to be a productive day for yard work, folks. So plenty of opportunities to put on your headphones and continue to listen to Powell Broadcasting radio stations as we prepare for the balance of spring and the beginning of summer. Our guests on Grow Siouxland today represent the Sioux City Community Theater, Kelly Erickson, also a member of the Powell Broadcasting team, and Mackenzie Daniels, who serves as the Youth Theater Executive Director. And Mackenzie, just before the break, I was getting to a question about your family. Tell us a little bit about your family, if you would.
Yeah, so I actually grew up with knowing my husband. We went to the same church. We were in the same church nursery together. So I grew up, and he was just a friend, and then one day he wasn't a friend.
Oh, so, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And you have one child?
We have two children.
Two children.
I have a three-year-old boy and a one-year-old girl.
So, yes, you and your husband are quite busy. Are you getting any sleep?
We actually are at this stage in our life now.
Good.
Yeah, asked me 6 months ago, and I might have, you know,
had a little different answer. But somehow you're finding time to also dedicate yourself, along with Kelly, to all the priorities of the Sioux City Community Theater. And let's start here. How old is the Sioux City Community Theater in our community? I know it goes back decades.
It even precedes us, believe it or not. Yeah, 1947 was the first time that the theater put on a show. And first time
so
they
literally approaching 75 years.
Yeah, I'm trying to... 1967, I think, was when they went into...
Their current location?
Yeah, where we are now and have been for decades.
And for people who aren't familiar with that...
Yeah, on 1401 Riverside Boulevard.
So very easy to see, very easy to find. Parking on the front side, parking on the back side, which is great.
Yes.
When you have live performances.
Parking. Absolutely.
Yes. And yeah. Kelly, if you will, tell us how you became involved in community theater.
Well, that goes back to 1971 when I was 9 years old. And our family was familiar with the person who was directing children's theater at the time. We were friends and suggested that maybe I needed a creative outlet. There's probably more to that story.
Yeah.
But like, okay, she needs to
built
be
in babysitter.
Did or you had a little too much energy?
Did you enjoy it at nine?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Loved it. Felt like I had found my tribe.
So perfect opportunity for us to talk to Mackenzie about Mackenzie. What do parents need to know about the program that you lead and the offerings for children at our community theater?
So we start at age three all the way up through high school. And I just believe that it is the perfect opportunity for those like budding young artists to just make new friends, build confidence, try something new, discover their passion for maybe performing or becoming a different character or person, just getting out there and getting that boldness that theater brings. So yeah, we offer it from three through high school for our classes. And then we have all kinds of opportunities to be in shows and be in camps and just be a part of a community.
So Mackenzie, here we are on the precipice of graduation season and the end of the academic year. What kind of offerings do you have in the summer for kids? And what is it that parents need to know about these programs and making sure their kids have an opportunity to get signed up and participate?
Yeah, so we have a summer camp that is coming up June 17th through the 28th. It is a two-week camp that we run from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And what we do through that is we introduced maybe new theater kids and some of our current like theater thespian, little thespians that we have. We introduce them to like a script. We help them learn how their script is, to memorize things. We teach them how to envelop those characters. It's also music theater. It introduces them to like using their voice and inflection and all kinds of things in a short amount of time in the summer, but it's also so much fun. It gives them the opportunity to make friends and be together during those 2 weeks. That kind of gets them over that hill to get them back to our theater classes.
Well, and Kelly, I think you recognize this as someone who participated in theater and now has a career in the broadcasting industry, raised two children. The confidence that comes from participating in community theater and being able to stand up and give a speech, those are skills that stay with us the rest of our lives.
As simple as the job I have now is sales, every single day I have to look people in the eye and say, would you like to buy this? Salesman in every industry. And I think I probably use more of what I learned at on Riverside Boulevard at that theater than I do in what I learned in college. The confidence, it's about having the confidence in what you're saying, what you're doing, and whether it's speech class or your job eventually, we are all actors at some point almost every day.
And what message do you have for parents who are wondering about whether or not they should put their children in Mackenzie's program?
I can't really think of any reason you wouldn't want to. I know that kids tend to be just unbelievably busy now, and I don't think the contest is really how much can we get them in. But if you are thinking to yourself, my child is too shy to be in the theater, that's the child that needs to come out so we can help them and support them, and they can realize that you don't have to want to be a professional actor someday to benefit from being in the community theater. And that's what it is. It's community. Every single person involved out there they're on stage, they're off stage. They do are the president of our board, Ricky Myers, just goes above and beyond. It's just unbelievable. The volunteers that we have, the people on stage, there are, you know, not a lot of paychecks that go through there. And you work every single day in your job to get the economy built up and to get jobs and businesses and things like that. And what we provide on the community level is quality of life. Additions.
Certainly so important to have this quality of life amenity at this time when it's important to attract workforce. Mackenzie, when parents are thinking about putting their kid in this camp, is there a program at the end that is the culmination of the camp that we should be aware of as parents and a community?
Yes. So there will be a performance on the 28th to show exactly what they have learned and bring the whole family and their friends together to celebrate their accomplishment of this camp.
And now, broader perspective from just the youth theater, but to the broader community theater, what is the mission of the Sioux City Community Theater? What do we hope to communicate and deliver? Certainly quality of life we just talked about, but what are the other priorities for the organization?
Okay, our official mission statement is to heighten community appreciation and participation in the performing arts through quality entertainment, volunteer, and educational opportunities.
It's a great mission, and it's somewhat self-explanatory. How would you like to see the broader Siouxland Tri-State community more effectively support community theater?
We can always use the support. Just buy a ticket is the best way that you can support. We've got Tin Woman coming up, and Rent is coming this summer. Who doesn't enjoy that show? So at minimum, come see the show, buy a ticket, support the people who are willing to put themselves out there.
See,
and put
I think
them
that's a
stage.
Key right there. Support the people who are willing to mm-hmm. volunteer and invest themselves in this. Reward mm-hmm. their hard work by picking up a ticket. How can they get a hold of you guys to purchase a ticket? What's the easiest way?
The easiest way is to go to SCC Theater, so Sioux City Community Theater, scctheater.org, and there's a place on there to buy tickets. If you're if you don't want to buy them on the website, then you can call the box office at 233-2788. It's open Tuesday through Friday afternoons, 1 to 5. And we would absolutely welcome any donations if somebody out there is like, I want to donate, but I'm not sure where. We have bathrooms that need remodeling. We have all kinds of things, and we would be very grateful if you feel like donating as well.
Mackenzie, you're going to get the last word today. A final plug for the camp that you have coming up, and let's get kids involved in theater at a young age, and like Kelly Erickson, keep them engaged for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, honestly, why wouldn't you want your kids' creativity to just soar this summer? Don't let them sit. Don't let them just stew in their own, I'm bored, Mom. Get them here. Get them a new experience. Teach them the importance of developing vocal and dance techniques, working together with friends, building that foundation to help them prepare for their future and be successful young adults and adults.
Well, that makes perfect sense, and we certainly want to support that. Folks, once again, their telephone number, box office tickets, 712-233-2788. To Mackenzie Daniels and Kelly Erickson, thanks so much for coming in on a Saturday morning. We appreciate having you in studio.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Good luck this summer, and we'll look forward to seeing some of those performances and continued success throughout the fall. That's it for this edition of Grow Siouxland, folks. Make it a great weekend. Get lots of yard work done. We'll be back next Saturday morning.